This program is presented by ERN. Check it out at ernlive.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and we've been doing a series over this summer of highlighting different moms who have started nonprofits. And the reason that we really wanted to start doing this is because we feel as though we do our giving issue at the end of every year around Christmas time, and we highlight charitable giving and how to get your kids involved. And we thought, you know what, during the summertime, we tend to not pay attention to that. And it's just such a great way to get inspired to use that time that your kids have to do things that are positive. So as the summer has come to an end, we have one more guest that I'd really like to highlight for you, because what she's done is amazing. And the reason why she is a little late in the summer is because she just had a newborn baby. And so we've been waiting to bring her to you, but I'm really excited to share with you Mrs. Karen Holst. She is the founder of Live It Up Leadership. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about Live It Up, because Live It Up is part of, you know, we've been talking also on the show, as the listeners all know, about how we're a global community and how we really do, our touch points and our communication just spans the entire world now, and not just the United States. And we have these wonderful opportunities to connect with women from different countries, different places, different cultures. And Live It Up is actually not based in the United States. And I want to talk first about how you wound up founding a global nonprofit.
Of course. So my husband actually is Swedish, and we've spent the last 10 years living in Sweden. And Sweden has one of the highest immigrant populations in the Scandic area. So it made sense that this organization needed to answer to the global change that was going on that we could see right there in Sweden, but have the ability to expand and spread even larger in the future. So for us and for me in founding Live It Up, it made sense that it would start in Sweden, because right there was a significant need, and we had the ability to access not just the local girls that were there, but a completely global profile, if that makes sense.
It does make sense. Now let's talk about the mission of Live It Up, because it really is ambitious and it really is innovative, the way that you're achieving your goals. So give us kind of in a nutshell what it is that you guys are all about.
Yeah, absolutely. So Live It Up, it's a lot of fun. At its core, it's this adventure-based leadership program that really tries to help young women tap into their full potential. We want to see them rise as leaders in their societies. And so we do this through this really visceral combination of adventure and pushing limits and practical leadership training, and then creating social change. So it's a two-part program, and it works like this. Phase one is we take these women on week-long adventures in the wilderness, and we set out to accomplish a really well-defined goal. So maybe we're traversing 30 kilometers in the Arctic in the middle of winter. And so they are really pushing their limits physically and mentally in ways they had never imagined. But what they're also doing is experiencing for themselves how much power they actually have within themselves. They learn about leadership. They face fear. They tap into what they can, in fact, achieve. The second phase of the program begins as soon as we return home from the adventure. They immediately channel the surge of confidence that they gain from pushing their limits, and they channel that into making a very tangible difference in their society. We give them a mentor. We give them our support and 6 months to create a community-based project on the change that they want to see around them. It's based on their vision. So here, they're actually experiencing themselves as leaders as they drive their own social projects into reality. And ultimately, I mean, what they're doing, Bettina, is they're beginning to understand their own power to reach their full potential. They can see that they're capable of mobilizing a change that they find meaningful and others find meaningful. And then they're changing the way they see themselves for the rest of their lives.
You know, what's amazing to me is that for an American woman who is raised in a culture where we are empowered, this sounds like it would be incredibly impactful. But for a woman who's coming from a culture where she's not used to being empowered and pushed to achieve, this must be completely life-changing.
It's life-changing for the girls, and it's also life-changing for the community. It really is. I mean, these young women are reshaping the communities through their projects. We have local governments and agencies that are offering the young women jobs, new jobs, because they find their projects to be so meaningful. The women themselves then are actually rising as role models and mentors in their communities, whereas otherwise they might not have taken up that space to do that.
Now let's talk about the types of projects they're doing in their communities. Give us an example of something that someone has gone out and achieved as a result of gaining this leadership and confidence.
Yeah, I think one of the most profound projects is called Missing Girls. And this project was created from within a very small community of a larger neighborhood. And there were more than 360 young women between the ages of 12 and 15 missing, just plain missing. You can't find them in school. You can't find them registered as working or employed. You don't see them in the streets or in their homes. And there is no media coverage on this. Nobody knew about this. So two young
women
in
the
program, it's flabbergasting. So these two young women came to us, went through our program and said, you know, A, can we work together because we have this big idea, and B, here's our idea. I was floored. Of course you can work together. And their idea was to find the girls. And one thing we really try hard to teach about setting realistic goals as leaders and finding these is probably very unrealistic. But what we can do is create a program that reduces this trend. So they created the program that has a three-pronged approach. They were working and are working with teachers to hear what do teachers see and notice and witness and learn from them. They created a after-school program for girls around age 10, 11, and 12 to create a safe space for them to come after school to share and talk. And maybe there you start to hear things that they're facing, whether they're going home, say, to Iraq or Iran or some other country that they're from, and what they're scared about, what they're nervous about before going home. And then the third prong is actually working with the parents to understand, as refugees or immigrants into Sweden, hey, it's obligatory for your daughter to attend school through high school here. And by the way, you're in Sweden. She can go to college for free. There's a whole new realm of possibility now that you're here in Sweden. This program was found to be so meaningful that the local agencies then created a template out of it to duplicate it in neighborhoods that were having the same types of trends and tendencies.
That's incredible. We are going to be back with more with Karen Holst right after this. I'm Bettina Bush, your host. You're listening to Working Mother Radio. Stay with us.
This show is presented in part by Bridgestone. We're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. We'll be right back.